stand for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we're going to move to item number 4 on the agenda. Approval of minutes of the reorganizational regular meeting of July 11th, 2016. May I have a motion to approve the minutes of the reorganization regular meeting of July 11th, 2016? Okay, Mrs. Altbacker, seconded by Mrs. Jorce. All in favor? Motion carries. Item number 5, approval of treasurer's and business office financial reports and extracurricular fund report for June 2016, internal audit claims report for June 2016. May I have a motion to approve the treasurer's and business office financial reports and extracurricular fund report for June 2016 and internal claims audit report for June 2016? Okay, Mr. Bencivega, seconded by Mr. Montato. All in favor? Okay, motion carries. Okay, we're going to move on now to the superintendent's report. Mrs. Rossi?
Yes, thank you, Mrs. Pinay. Good evening, everybody. Happy to have you here with us tonight. I'm going to turn it over first to our school attorney before I go into my report tonight, but I just wanted to bring everybody's attention. You might have noticed recently, last week, there was a large mouse outside. So, Mr. Stefanetta, would you mind addressing this topic?
Sure.
To clarify. Thank you.
I have been keeping the board advised of the status of the law on the issues related to the rat, but the Board of Education asked that I share with the general public some information about the rat and about why it might be there and what the legal issues are. So just to give you a little bit of background, when a school district does construction work, since it's a public entity under the labor law in the state of New York, a school district is obligated to award a construction contract to the lowest responsible bidder meeting the specifications. And a school district as a municipal entity is also required to ensure that the contractor who's awarded the work on a public works project pays its laborers and maintainers and workers what's called prevailing wage rates for the particular trade that's involved in the project, in the construction project. Now, those prevailing wages are not something that are set by the school board. They're not set by the school district. They're not set by the county. They're actually set by the Department of Labor. And there's a formula or a survey that they do when they establish what is the prevailing wage rate for a particular trade. It's established on a county-by-county basis. But what's important for a school board to know is that, and for the community to know, is that when a school board awards a contract for construction work, the school district must ensure that there are provisions in that general construction contract that require the contractors to pay its laborers and maintainers the prevailing wage rates that have been established by the state, the Department of Labor. And the school district did do that, and we do have those provisions in place with the general construction contract, with a general contractor. The name of the general contractor is Renew, R-E-N-U. So what happens is, periodically, and I see this in different districts, different times of year, with different construction projects going on, is that a local union that feels that the general contractor should be hiring union workers at a rate that's higher than the prevailing wage rate will protest that. And they have an absolute right to do that as long as they don't obstruct sidewalk traffic or cause alarm or inconvenience to anyone or students. And so they put up an inflated rat. It's not really directed at the school board or the school district. It's really directed at the general construction contractor. The message being, you're being a rat for not hiring union workers in certain trades. And I think in this particular case, it's a painter's local union. So school board is not required to have their general construction contractors or any of their subcontractors paying the union rate or whatever rate the union feels should be paid to its employees and members of its union. But they are required to pay the prevailing wage rates. And in fact, they have that assurance not only in writing in the contract, but they also have that assurance from the general contractor. And anyone that feels that in a particular case, a general contractor or a public employer is not paying prevailing wage rates as required by law, has the ability to file a complaint with the Department of Labor, and then the Department of Labor actually gets all of the payroll records, the hour sheets, the time sheets for all of the actual laborers and workers that have done the work on your project. My understanding is to date that has not been done. I read the flyer that had been handed out, and the substance of the flyer was that there was some allegation that the general contractor, or I think one of the subcontractors, had in the past at some point not paid the union rates. Rest assured that if this general contractor had not paid prevailing wage rates, one of the things that can happen is the state, when they look into it, the Department of Labor, if they determine that your general contractor hasn't paid prevailing wage rates, they can be barred from submitting bids on public projects for a period of up to 5 years. So the fact that they were able to submit the bid, the fact that they make the representation, they're paying prevailing wages, those salaries, those schedules, the hour sheets, they all exist. There has been no formal challenge to the work that's being done. But from the school board's point of view, overriding all of this is your obligation to award a construction contract to the lowest responsible bidder meeting specifications. So if the lowest responsible bidder meeting specifications is paying the prevailing wage rate, and they meet the specs, you have a legal obligation to make that award. So the board has done everything that they should be doing in order to afford a public contract at the lowest possible cost to the community.
Thank you very much. Thank you. That's very well explained. Okay, on to the superintendent's report for August 15, 2016. Summer packets have been mailed to households as we anticipate a very smooth September opening. I'd like to thank all of our directors and principals throughout the entire district for pacing themselves well throughout the summer months and collectively planning for a wonderful opening for all students on Wednesday, September 7th. In the upcoming weeks of August, we are holding our new Teacher Institute. It's a time each summer when we welcome our new teachers to the Babylon faculty. We help plan this together along with the BTA leadership, so we're very excited about that. We're also planning for a wonderful staff and faculty orientation day on Tuesday, September 6th. Mr. Davey, who's here tonight, we have an additional meet and greet with the principal this Thursday evening. He's been kind enough to offer an evening meet and greet. The first afternoon morning, I guess, meet and greet back in July was very successful. And that will take place this Thursday evening from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. in the comforts of the Babylon Elementary School Library. So thank you for offering that. Also want to mention that the comprehensive 2016-2017 school year calendar and summer newsletter have been on the district website. You should be getting the school district calendars in your mailboxes. They've been delivered to the Postal Service and are on their way. Also, the district website has been updated to reflect the new 16-17 school year. Okay? Please save the date, and you'll be hearing a lot more about this from me as the months proceed, but we are holding Homecoming Weekend, the weekend of October 15th, 2016. We are setting the stage for this day to be not just a homecoming for students, alumni, family, and friends, but also the official recognition of our beautiful new Coach Walter Williams Field. We've invited the Williams family back. The mayor will be presenting a beautiful plaque to be presented to the Williams family on that morning. And we are also going to be inducting new members into the Babylon Hall of Fame. So we're working very closely with the Booster Club to coordinate all events for that day. Our students will make it very memorable. I'm sure there will be many performances by student groups and recognition. So please note that on your calendars, October 15th. All right, I don't have an official beginning time yet, but it will be before the football game that day, okay? Last week, we held our annual Board of Education retreat. I want to thank all of our board members who spent the day with us. It was really a very great collective day spent in collaboration, discussing moving forward as a district, what we accomplished last year, Next steps will include on August 23rd, we're bringing the administrative leadership team away for a day to discuss what was brought up with the Board of Education, celebrate accomplishments, move forward as we plan together for the 16-17 school year. And then after that, there will be sessions in September with important stakeholders in our educational circles to get feedback from those people as well. So we're excited about that. I'd also like to acknowledge President Ann Donaldson and Vice President Tricia Panay, who attended the annual SCOPE meeting last week with Dr. Daly and myself. We had the pleasure of hearing from Regent Tillis as well as Commissioner Ilya, and they spoke about state initiatives and updates, and it's always a great annual event. So thank you for joining us. I think it was very worthwhile. Technology updates. We have our new technology coordinator here with us tonight, Mr. DeLeo. He and his team have been working very, very hard throughout the summer months. I will report that the wiring project is moving along quite well. As of today, the wires have been fully installed in the grade school and the elementary school. Wiring for the high school began last Monday. Are we done yet in the high school? Not yet, but close to it. And additionally, the sonic walls have been installed and configured. We have begun planning for phase two of the Smart Schools Bond in order to solidify the backbone of the district's network. So this will be a topic at our future technology team meeting. We are planning on meeting August 29th after the regular meeting. We'll go right into the buildings and grounds discussion and then technology discussion that night. So a lot of work going on in technology, and thank you and your team for really working through that very quickly this summer.
Lynn, just to clarify, when you say the wiring is complete, you mean wiring to create wireless, right?
Just the wiring.
The wiring.
Yep.
And
the hardware is not even in yet, correct?
Yeah.
Right, and with the Smart Schools Bond application approval, we get the hardware in.
Right.
Yeah. So the structure has been developed, right? Now we just wait for the toy to come, right, if you want to put it that way, right? Okay. Summer bond project updates. We're moving along very well with summer facilities upgrades and construction related to the voter-approved bond. We have a lot of work going on in our science rooms, our art rooms, our home and career rooms, the little theater, the preschool classroom completely being renovated. I was down today at Rowe Hall. That is underway as well. That, unfortunately, will not be ready for opening day, which we knew would be the case, but boy, will it be beautiful. Additionally, I was down at the elementary school today. We have a beautiful new vestibule that went in within the last 2 weeks down at the elementary school, and they're putting the final touches down there as well.
Mrs. Ramsey, on that, the classrooms that are being renovated, are they on target to be open for the first
Yes.
day of school?
Yes, classroom spaces for children will be ready. Okay.
And we will have a play in the fall, right?
Oh, absolutely.
That's the latest rumor. That and high school graduation wasn't going to be on the turf.
Yeah, no.
We've got to know it now.
We're moving ahead with plays and musicals.
Right.
Everything's all set. Annual facilities tour. I just want to remind the board that on August 26th, that's a Friday morning at 8:30 a.m., we will first gather at Central Office. We'll have a coffee and a light continental breakfast, and then we will begin taking our tour around the facilities. All right? Fair enough, everybody? So that is my report for the night. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Mrs. Rossi. We are going to move on to committee reports. So we're going to start with Audit Committee, which is my own committee. Just as an update, we are meeting on Monday, August 29th at 5:30. And at that point in time, we'll be reviewing and discussing the proposals that were submitted in response to the district's recent RFP for the external auditing services. So we'll be meeting at 5:30 at that point in time. Okay, next, the Finance Committee. Mrs. Jores?
Right, nothing right now. I scheduled a meeting for the year in September, but nothing's kind of pressing right now.
Okay, great. Thank you. Buildings and Grounds, Mr. Benzavega?
Well, Superintendent's kind of working on my side of the street tonight, so she covered most of it. I would encourage everybody to come on the 28th, 29th, the work study session. We're going to have the construction companies here and the vendors, and just kind of talk it through where we are in terms of the budget, in terms of the work that's being done and going to be planned for the coming year. Remember, this is a four-year project. We're about halfway through, and we have some big work to still do.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is, just to echo what the superintendent said, I mean, the work that's been done has been superb, and it's going to be something everybody's going to be really proud of.
Thank you.
There you go.
Thank you very much. Technology Committee, Mr. Morfalk.
Yes. Mrs. Rossi also took care of our meeting, or our updates. Our meeting is on the 29th also after Buildings and Grounds, so we'll catch up then.
Curriculum Committee, Mrs. Delaro.
We have nothing scheduled at the moment, but it's a dashboard. Mr. Jamaica will figure out our updates by the September.
Okay, great, thank you. And policy, Mrs. Alfonso.
The next policy meeting will be first week of the school year, September 8th at 3:15, to encourage our teachers to come and join us on our policy meetings. We're going to be looking at four policies and just doing small wording changes that are required by the state at that meeting.
Great, thank you. Okay, moving on to agenda item 8, board agenda items. Questions from visitors on agenda items. Please approach the podium and state your name.
Good evening. I forget who I am. Robert Stroh. Could you explain item 19? Budget transfer, and that's for the 2015-2016 school budget.
Right.
So not really a budget transfer, is that an appropriation?
Yes. That actually is, I'll defer to Dr. Dilley in a minute, but that resolution actually covers over 2 years, the 14-15 and the 15-16 school year. And basically what that is, when we have people who leave the district for reasons of retirement or reasons by contract that when they exit the district they get accumulated sick days paid out, that's what that number represents. Dr. Dilley, do you want to add anything else?
No. That's about it. We had a total of 8 people retire from the district at the end of the 14-15, 15-16 school year.
So does this money, I'm cutting to the chase, does this money come like from what would be left over? In other words, we'll still have money to put in fund balance?
Yes.
Yeah. So in other words, this is like all part of the budget?
Correct, yes.
This is like just closing out the books type of thing.
Yeah, it's all planned for.
Okay, and item number 21, it seems we're already having transfers early in the budget season.
Yeah.
Is there?
This is a transfer to cover the replacement costs of district-wide water fixtures that's taking place over the summer. We had budgeted monies in the maintenance repair code. The monies that we budgeted at that time were not in anticipation of the costs to replace these water fixtures. So this is just taking it from a code that we anticipate having contingent funds in at the end of the year and moving it to the code, the proper code, to pay for the cost to replace the water fixtures.
Were the water fixtures tested for lead or something? Because mm-hmm. I know we went through that in depth.
We did. We were very...
I don't know if that was a state requirement.
No, it wasn't. I'll tell you what happened. We got well ahead of the curve on that. A few districts on Long Island have tested for water, and we got very clean reports back. But being an old building, you know, we had to replace
some
fixtures.
So the fixtures had to be changed as a result of that test?
We recommended it. Yeah, we recommended it. But we're glad we got ahead of the curve, and we're...
That's visible on that.
Yeah. Rather than before they mandated.
Yeah, the idea was to get done before school starts.
Thank you, Mr. Stroh. Anyone else on agenda items? Okay. I'm going to open up for discussion for the board in terms of agenda items. Does anybody have any comments on agenda items?
Trish, do you want to walk through 22? Do you want to break that out of the agenda? Do you want to walk through?
No, what I'd ask for, I just wanted a little more clarification, not so much for myself, but just so we could publicly kind of state what in terms of the intermunicipal agreement with the village, just to reiterate it, because I think that's what I'm comfortable with, just so we can, you know, kind of clarify again. Now we're kind of going towards year 2. What is that agreement? So I was going to ask Mrs. Rossi if she could expand upon that,
sure.
If you want to comment back.
Sure. This is a shared agreement that we've had with the Village of Babylon. We are approving the approval of the resolution tonight to go into a second year of a joint municipal agreement with the Village of Babylon. We do get benefits back by these intermunicipal agreements, and many times these intermunicipal agreements count as credit for districts in the tax rebates, right, Dr. Daly, that residents get by staying under the levy cap and so on and so forth. But this was really done, I must give credit to Dr. Daly before I came on board. He was meeting with the Village of Babylon, and you can explain what the symbiotic relationship is between the district and the village.
Basically, this is a pro forma resolution to extend what was approved last year. And the difference between this resolution and last year's is it will not require that we continually do this on an annual basis. But just to refresh your memory, there are approximately $70,000 of recurring costs that the district pays each year. One of them, approximately $40,000 for garbage removal. The other, $40,000 for an outside security firm to basically provide security services in the PM and weekend hours to prevent and reduce any potential for vandalism. The other part was solid waste removal, which is about $30,000 annual payment. By working with the village, they've agreed to take those costs on in exchange for a payment of $15,000 per year. So what we're doing, or what this resolution doing does, is it's just the legal mechanism that the attorneys would like us to see in place. The village will be adopting a similar resolution as well.
And the first year of that was the vehicle purchase as well, correct?
That's right.
Just to clarify that.
Yes.
That was a one-time payment?
That's right. Part of the first year was that the district paid the village approximately $40,000 for the purchase of a new law enforcement vehicle, which we've done. So the net in the first year was about $30,000. Now moving forward, we anticipate that to be about $50,000 to $55,000 each year.
That will come
and
out
in the end, the taxpayers ultimately benefit.
Right. Mm-hmm. And it's a year-to-year contract, correct?
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, the relationship that we've developed with the village has really been something very strong, a very powerful kind of working relationship. We count on them; they count on us. Mm-hmm. They pick up the phone; we pick up the phone. You know, we saw the benefit last year when we had to put a pipe in that we didn't think we were going to have to do across the field. I mean, it's really, you know, saves everybody a lot of money. It's a small place, and it's great to see everybody working together.
And just to clarify, in terms of security, we do have additional security for the new, you know, field and facility, which is non-village.
That's
correct?
Right.
Correct.
We're victims of our own success. Mm-hmm. The new fields have attracted a lot of, let's say, new participants, a lot of district residents that apply for and receive facility use permits want to be sure that when they are scheduled to use the field's available. And the difficulty that we have now is that they are so popular that people are out there informally playing when a community group has reserved that time. That's not something that we ever expected the village to really get involved in. So we now have expanded our in-district security personnel to provide that supervision that we really need when our community groups want to use the field.
Okay.
What we're also doing is we're also, at least I think we're doing this, we're going to ask that some of these outside groups begin to pay more for that supervision, mm-hmm, so that they can be assured that the fields are there for them.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions or discussion on any of the agenda items? Don, you okay?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Okay, so moving forward, new business. May I have a motion to omnibus items 1 through 26? Okay, Mrs. Dellerba, seconded by Mrs. Altbacher. All in favor? There we go. Motion carries. May I have a motion to approve items 1 through 26? Mrs. Jours, Mr. Bencivega, all in favor? Motion carries. Okay, take a second.
I just want to congratulate a young lady who's here with us tonight. Congratulations to Christine Best, who is here with us tonight with her mentor teacher, Mrs. Lang. How are you? Congratulations on your appointment. Ms. Best did an outstanding job for us last year. She filled a full year leave replacement position in a special education slash general education inclusion classroom at the grade school, and we're very happy to have you on board, so welcome. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
And also I'd like to also recognize, these are people that we appoint on an annual basis. They're not here tonight, I don't believe, with us, but also congratulations to Stacy Famiglietti as our 0.5 art teacher who's returning, and also to Alicia Olson, who is our 0.6 ASL American Sign Language teacher who's returning to Babylon.
This is exciting.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Agenda item 10, other business. Any other business?
Yeah, I just have one thing. Okay. I just want to give a shout out to the teachers who have come in over the summer to work with students who are taking the Regents tests either again or over, or some kids failed, some kids just wanted to do their own test. But really, the job that the teachers have done, has just been extraordinary. I just wanted to say that and make sure everybody heard it. Goes up on the website, because it really has been something very special to the district.
Thank you.
Yeah,
very excellent.
Anything else anyone
want to
bring up on this side?
I just want to thank the PTAs for donating those hydration stations to both buildings.
Okay,
so get that out there. Thank you.
Okay. Good. Okay. Moving on then. Item number 11: representatives of organizations. If you're here, please approach the podium and state your name.
Hi, Ron. I'm here tonight representing the PTSA, which is a new role for me. I just wanted to take a minute to invite the board and all the administrators to attend our PTSA meetings this year. Our focus this year, I'm just going to read because I'm used to only speaking for myself, not for other people. I want to get it right. Our focus for this year is on building communication and relationships between parents and the school, and to try to figure out how we as a parent organization can best support the staff in the building. I typed up the meeting dates for everyone, and you can hang on your fridge or sleep with it under your pillow. But
that's great. Thank you, Mrs. Nowitzki.
Thank you.
Do we have to sleep?
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other organizations? Okay. Moving on. Questions or comments from visitors? Please approach the podium and state your name.
Frank Burton, 425 Allen Avenue. I have a question. Is there a hall of fame or a wall of fame in the high school?
Yes, there is a wall of fame in the high school.
Okay.
It has not been active for quite some time, so the Booster Club has been resurrecting that this past spring. They're actually calling for nominations. If you look on our website, we did put something... with their approval on our website, they're asking for nominations for induction into the Babylon Athletics Wall of Fame. Mm. And it will honor past Panthers who have achieved excellence in athletics, academics, and community service. They are accepting nomination forms through September 1st. So you can go to the website, download a nomination form, and that's how people could be considered. So the new inductees for the 2016 Wall of Fame class will be honored at the October 15th homecoming, which you weren't here when I mentioned it tonight. You walked in a little later, but we talked about October 15th would be the celebration of the new field.
I see.
Okay. Well, that will take place.
I was thinking more along graduates from the school who made a name for themselves somewhere out in the world. Don't we have anybody that we could put on the wall that has done anything?
You mean non-athletic?
Like where are they now? Kind of if you went on to become a...
People who aren't athletes is what you're saying.
I can't hear you.
People who aren't athletes? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, people who aren't athletes.
Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. This school is devoted to more than just athletes, isn't it?
Yeah.
Then why don't we have something to graduates that have been successful in the world besides athletics.
It's a great idea. Massapequa does something like that. They're doing a really nice job with it.
What's that?
Massapequa does something like that. Yeah, they're doing a really nice job with it.
Well, that's great, but that doesn't help us here.
Well, we could start. I can see.
Very point well taken, Mr. Curry.
Absolutely.
Point well taken. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I think we have many graduates that have made a name for themselves. I can think of a couple.
Yeah.
I had proposed one a few years ago when Dr. Bess Lamet was here, and a former principal of this high school, John Stack. Mm-hmm. Maybe, you know, some of you might have been here. John Stack was a bomber pilot in World War II. John Stack flew 35 missions over Germany. To get off that detail, you had to fly 10 missions. Very few pilots made 10 missions. Right. Stack flew 35. I think that would be a good example as a role model that we should have here on the wall. And this did not go over too good. This was not accepted.
I think it's a good idea. I think everybody.
I think we all agree.
I think it's a good idea. I think it's something that we can continue to dialogue about.
Yeah, there must be many. There must be many successful graduates that would fill this. I mean, you know, I'm not against sports, but I think this is what we should have for our students out there.
Okay.
We'll take
it back. When I propose this, Dr. Bess Lamet said that it has to be a relative proposing this person. And I was in contact with his granddaughter. She works for Newsday. And she was supposed to come down, and she didn't show up. But I think it's
kind of
ridiculous.
You know what we could do? I'm going to invite you to my office one day in August or early September. We'll talk about it.
Yeah.
And we will definitely get something rolling.
Yeah, that sounds good. Thank you. Great idea.
Thank you,
Mr. Curtin.
I'm sure if we dig into our files, we can find many more.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, sir.
Okay, great.
You're welcome.
Any additional questions or comments? Future board meetings. Okay, our next regular business meeting will be on Monday, August 29th at 7 p.m. Our summer hours here in the library. And last but not least, adjournment. May I have a motion to adjourn, please? Okay, Mrs. Delarva, seconded by Mr. Venceslavega, all in favor? Okay, motion carries. Have a good evening.